Next hour, Nick Begich joins us, Controlling the Human Mind. In a moment, we'll come back with Doc Wallach and take your calls, criticalhealthnews.com, and the phone number to call for people who are there waiting to help you, 1-855-949-7234. We are back with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, I'm going to read you an email from Mark in Canada. This is quite an email. I'm writing begging for help from Doc Wallach, begging for help. I'm 44 years old, male, living in Canada. I am 5'11". I weigh almost 300 pounds. I have diabetes, heart issues, depression, anxiety, PTSD, kidney issues, partially amputated big toe, many other health issues. My wife and I are both on ODSP, and we can barely afford our rent. I need help. I'm going to die from a stroke or heart attack. I eat bags of cookies or chips at a time. I have no self-control. Help, I'm begging you. Jeez, Doc, what does he do?
Okay, well, he's got several things that are giveaways. He's got multiple diseases. He's got high blood pressure. He's got kidney disease. He's got diabetes. He's got arthritis. He's got some gangrene in the toes. He's got all these various things, which, and they're all nutritional deficiencies here. This is telling you he's got an absorption problem, so he's got a gluten problem. And then he's got a weight problem, which is also a gluten problem. At 5'11", I'd like to see him weigh 185. He weighs 295, almost 300 pounds.
Yep.
So he needs to lose 120 pounds. Okay? So what I would do is get him off all the bad foods. His wife, everybody in the household, dog, cat, bird, fish, mother-in-law.
Everybody, right? Get off it.
Get off it. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Got to go. Then is one per 100 pounds of body weight. If you can only afford one, I'd have him get one healthy brain and heart pack per month. One healthy brain and heart pack per month. That covers a lot of territory. I'd also have him, for the arthritis and stuff, get two bottles of the glucogel, so he can take 15 of those a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And they're designed specifically to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself.
And you take so many because of his size, right?
That is correct. Then I would also have him take one more thing for the diabetes, which can be a killer. I'd have him take three of those twice a day. That's minimum for him. He should be taking double that. But let's start with three twice a day. That's two bottles a month of the Sweeties. And then take his fasting blood sugar. Now, up in Canada, they have different numbers. We want to get our blood sugar below 100. They want to get their blood sugar, not their A1C hemoglobin, but their blood sugar below 5. And so he wants to get his blood sugar below 5. He can check his fasting blood sugar every morning before he medicates himself. And as his blood sugar begins to drop, he can, again, reduce his medication, as the doctors taught him to do, and it will work towards getting him off his medication and get rid of the diabetes. But now he's got this weight problem. He's got to lose 120 pounds. So I'd have him start out with a half of a dose, because he can't afford the full dose. I'd have him take a dose, one dropper full of the Rev, R-E-V, Rev, under his tongue, 30 minutes for each meal.
Mm-hmm.
And within a couple of days, he's going to begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. Of course, he gets down to 200 pounds, even 210, 220.
You're on your way. Yeah.
You're on your way. He's going to be able to reduce the amount of nutrients he needs, because his weight is less. And of course, you know, one of your buddies there, I guess it's coast to coast, he's actually lost 160 pounds or something like that.
Clyde.
Yeah, Clyde Lewis.
Yeah. That's my buddy.
He's in our program, and he's prepared now to go the next step, lose another 100 pounds. He's so excited, and everybody's noticing.
And he was in bad shape, Doc. Before he started talking to you, he was in really bad shape.
Well, he was in a wheelchair until he only had months to live.
I remember he had to get off one of his shows one night because he was too sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he looks quite healthy now compared to what he did a year and a half ago.
Good. So anyways, back to our buddy here.
Yeah. And so this is a process, and he'll begin to see improvement in all his problems. Now, if he wants to deal with blood pressure and the kidney issues, he does have to throw in one more thing. He actually needs three bottles a month for his weight, but if he can only afford one, go with one. That's the healthy, it'll be the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. And they're designed to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, which can help support healthy kidney function. And they're also designed to support healthy blood pressure levels. And they're also, again, getting blood supply out into peripheral areas. So if you have gangrene and things going on in the peripheral areas because you don't have enough blood supply because of plaque in the arteries or whatever reason, usually secondary to diabetes, these things go away. I've had people, they were actually scheduled to have their feet amputated. We get them on the program, and 3 months later, they're jumping off a four-foot stage, running around a stadium with 500 Jeez. People in there, showing that he has his own feet left.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. All right, let's take some calls here, too, as they line up here for you. We go to Greta in Washington State, west of the Rockies. Hello, Greta.
Hi. Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You are very welcome.
And Dr. Waller, I'm 68, and I'm real healthy because I do jazzercise and I go hiking, and I do have a digestion problem, and I have been diagnosed because I have these, like, pink splotches on my skin. They started out, like, in 2003, like, just a little dot, and then they kind of spread, and at that time, a dermatologist said, oh, don't worry, it's nothing, it's probably just allergies. And then as it spread, in 2015, I had a skin biopsy from a dermatologist, and it came back. He called it cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. This was what the lab came with, and they called it mycosis fungitis. It's not a fungus, but it's these abnormal T-cells that are inside the skin, and I can't get them out, and I'm just wondering, I take the Healthy Start Pack for digestion and the probiotics, and I've been taking that for 2 years, and I just can't get this out of my skin.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Almost like rosea, right? Is that how it's pronounced, Doc? Rosea?
Well, rosacea.
Rosacea, is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, it could be rosacea. It could be what we used to call as kids impetigo. Which is a kind of a rosacea, acne. It could be also called a eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis. Yeah, these are caused by a specific nutritional deficiency. And do you have a dog or cat in the house?
Yes, we have a dog.
Is it eating dry dog food?
The dog eats, yeah, it's an organic dog food that I get at Costco.
Okay.
See where you're headed there, Doc.
Yep. Okay, we need to know what the first four ingredients are. Usually, if it does not say in big, bold letters in the front of the dog food, gluten-free, grain-free, then it's got gluten in it, and you have an absorption problem, okay, in yourself because of cross-contamination, or if you have a spouse in the house or kids in the house or mom or a renter or partner or a roommate, and they're eating gluten, you're going to get cross-contaminated in the washer and dryer. You get cross-contaminated on the food preparation surfaces, the couch we watch TV together, the beds in which you sleep together.
Jeez.
And so you have an absorption problem here. You got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. All go away.
How about any creams or anything you put on this stuff?
Well, if this is painful or itching, she can certainly use our CM cream. Put the trauma oil in it, 5 or 6 drops of trauma oil, every teaspoon of the CM cream. Go ahead and rub it all over the place. And I literally see and talk to and hear of tens of thousands of people every month. Probably 98% of the people in America have a gluten intolerance. They cannot handle wheat, barley, rye, and oats. It's not an allergy, so don't waste your money and time and doctor's visits by getting them to do a wheat allergy test. It's not a wheat allergy. It's a gluten intolerance.
It
actually damages the lining of your intestines, physically damages and chemically damages the lining of your intestine. Your absorption efficiency goes down. And even if you supplement, if you don't change your diet, you're not going to see any benefit. As the doctor said, oh, you got an autoimmune disease. And they will begin to treat you that way. And, of course, they love that because they get to treat you for 20 years, and then you die.
All right, Tom's got a text or tweet for you, Doc. We'll get him going on that and see what you got. Is it a text or tweet, Don?
This is going to be a tweet.
All right, tweet it is.
Okay, so it's from a guy named Mugjition, little play on words. I'm a struggling student. What's the healthiest thing to eat on a shoestring budget? Can you tell me, Doc?
Eggs and vegetables.
There you go, eggs. That'll be it. Thanks for that.
Think about it. Think about it, Tom. Think about it, George. You take an egg and you incubate it for 21 days. It starts out with a yolk and a white in there, and after 21 days, the chick has eaten all the food in there, so he's pecking away at the egg trying to find more food and gets out, and you have a fully developed chicken. When that egg was fertile 21 days earlier, that chicken was the size of a dot on a printed page.
That's right.
Now it comes out, it's got a fully beating heart and arterial system and veins. It's got a liver that works, it's got kidneys that works, it's got a brain and eyes, digestive tract, muscles, bones, joints. And it's amazing. It's the perfect food. The chicken egg, the things that comes out of that chicken's rear end, is a perfect food.
Easy for you to say. Next up, let's go to Will in Reno, Nevada. First time caller for us. Hi, Will. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for letting me on.
Of course.
Long time listener, decades, probably since you were, before you were, while it was still our film.
Thank you, Will.
Anyway, I am wondering very much, Krista's issue of mine. What on earth do you do camping, especially long-term camping? And the main reason that I've been camping long-term is that I have extreme economic limitations.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Because I wish I could be cooking lots of soft eggs for myself, and I can't do that. I don't have access to a kitchen.
So what's the best thing to do when you camp a lot, Doc, and you still need to be healthy?
Okay, well, we have the perfect solution for our friend here, because we actually have what we call Go Foods. It's a whole division in which we have gluten-free. This is organic, non-GMO, whole meals that are 25-year shelf life without refrigeration. And very economical. And, again, I love the 25-year
shelf. And just go camping with that stuff.
Exactly.
Just take it away.
You don't need refrigeration.
How do you cook it? A little pot or something?
Yeah, a little pot. Just a little pot with boiling water. And I like to then chop up some tomatoes and green peppers and onions and things and throw in there with the meal. And the meal are stews and those kinds of things, and soups and things, just beautiful. And, of course, then we also have cheese and yogurts and butter from pasture-fed cattle that don't get any grain. It's just on the pasture. And these are hard cheeses, and, again, yogurts and things. And so you don't need much refrigeration for the hard cheese. You really don't need refrigeration. The yogurt you do, but I eat those things first anyway. And then, of course, we have the 90 essential nutrients. Again, just a bottle of plain minerals is less than a buck a day. It's $20.
Yeah, I love those, by the way. And for those of you who missed the information, because we're throwing a lot at you, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, and there's a phone number you can call tonight, tomorrow. There are people there, 855-949-RADIO. That's all you got to do, or 855-949-7234. Simple as that. Email in from Dr. Ed in California. He wants some help because he wants to know what you can do to maintain healthy teeth.
Okay. Well, most of the time when adults have dental problems, it's really osteoporosis of the skull, the face, and the jaw, and the teeth get loose, and the doctors want to pull them out and put dentures in or put implants in or so forth. And why would you put implants into a jawbone and a face bones that have osteoporosis? You're going to have problems in 6 months or a year. And so what you need to do is rebuild all of the bones in the face and the jaw, which is doable. This is why little old people, George, look like little old people, because their face is going away, the bones melt away, the teeth get loose, and the gums...
They shrivel up.
Yep. And so people are never told, you know, you can get osteoporosis of the face and the jaw just like you get in your legs and your pelvis and your vertebrae. And people think it's only in your legs you get osteoporosis. No. You get it in your face and your jaw, too. And so what you want to do, again, is take Dr. Ed. You want to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Throw in the glucagel, 15 a day, regardless of what your weight is if you're an adult. That's two large bottles a month. And they're designed to, again, support and promote maintenance, repair, of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix. Here we go, bone matrix, bone itself. And this is why people, like myself, most people think I'm 50, George, or 45 or 50, because I don't have any wrinkles. My skin is very, very healthy.
And you have a mustache.
I have a mustache. You're trying to look dapper like yourself.
We're the only two people in the country left with them, I think.
Well, there you go. It's one of those things where, we have one gal, she's been with us for 26 years. She's 74 years old. She just turned 74, and most people think she's 40.
That's amazing.
She looks like a young Elizabeth Taylor.
That is
Char, a little Char.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she's 74, but she's been taking this stuff twice a day for 26 years. And she looks like she's 40, but she's 74, and everybody can do the same thing.
Just take care of yourself. I mean, that's the simple formula, Doc. Take care of yourself, and then
avoid the bad stuff because you cannot out-supplement a bad diet.
And get the good stuff to help keep you feeling better, young. Like this email in from JR. He says, "I'm in pretty good shape. I'm 6'2", 235 pounds. I feel good, but I'm now starting to run out of energy. What's wrong? My energy level is not what it used to be. Help me."
Well, a little mitochondria and all the cells that generate the energy from food require stuff. And the stuff is no longer found in our food because we don't have wood ashes, which were minerals to throw in our gardens, which we used to. Okay? And so then we dammed up all the rivers to make electricity. And what happened was we stopped the spring flooding in the bottom land in the floodplains. Well, the beauty of the floodplains was every spring would flood. The flood water would recede and leave silt behind, which were minerals from mountains hundreds or thousands of miles.
Right. It was like fertilizer.
Exactly. The farmers would plow it back in every spring. That was the richest, most expensive farmland in the world. It is yet today, bottom land that still floods. Well, what you got to do is supplement because you're not getting the nutrients you need for your little mitochondria to make energy available to your cells from the food. So what you need to do is get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten's. Get on one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. I would also throw in the Immortalium. Immortalium actually encourages stem cells to do good things. And go get some of those test strips from the pharmacy without a prescription. Test your blood sugar, see if you have diabetes. Test your urine and see if you have, urine multi-six actually can test for like 8 different diseases. Do your own colonoscopic exam with a test strip. So their total exam is going to cost you $4.50. Take your own blood pressure, take your own pulse, weigh yourself, measure yourself in height, compare that to when you were 20, and get the book, Let's Play Doctor, and you'll learn how to deal with all this. In 2 weeks' time, you can be a new man.
And get that energy back. We're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website often, I do, and we're going to take final calls in just a moment. But again, the toll-free number to call for just info, 1-855-949-7234. Well, at the top of the hour, Dr. Nick Begich joins us as we talk about controlling the human mind, and we're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com and take final phone calls. And again, people are standing by to chat with you at 1-855-949-7234. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach with us. Your phone calls as well. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website to go to. And let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Mary in New Jersey on the wildcard line. Go for it, Mary.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
I have a question about gallstones.
Okay.
Once you have them, do they ever leave your body?
Gallstones. What do you think of that, Doc?
Okay, well, gallstones are actually made in the liver. They drop into the gallbladder, and the doctors immediately remove your gallbladder. And, of course, the gallbladder is kind of innocent. When you have gallstones, it means that your liver is not functioning at 100%. And instead of the bile being a liquid, which it should be, it clusters up into almost like a jelly bean size, soft, what you would call a stone. It's not hard like kidney stones, but it's a kind of a squishy stones that are in the gallbladder, but they're made in the liver. So we need to work on the liver. How much do you weigh?
Oh, it wasn't for me. It was for a relative. I had a relative 30 years ago. They took out the gallbladder, but left all the gallstones. They couldn't get them. They went down.
They're all in the liver. Yeah, they're all through the liver.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so what you want to do, per 100 pounds of body weight, well, first of all, you get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or glutens. Then I would give them one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Again, that's a quick way to say all the supplements that are in there, particularly useful for the liver. If they only weigh 110 pounds, a little older person may weigh 110, 120 pounds or 85 pounds. In addition to that one healthy brain and heart pack, I'd get an extra bottle of selenium, which is one of the liver's favorite nutrients. And that way they can have six a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner. So a minimum of six a day if they're an adult of the selenium to support liver function. And then I would also get the ultimate enzymes are called the gallbladder in a bottle, because it does have two things in there that are very useful. One of which is bile, and the bile actually puts the gallstones back into solution. It dissolves them.
Hmm.
And so what you want to do is take, again, two of those ultimate enzymes, say 5 minutes before each meal, a couple ounces of water, and your body will absorb those bile salts, and which will then dissolve the gallstones in the liver itself. And they all line up in the liver, and when you take out the gallbladder, they actually constrict the exit point there out of the liver into the gallbladder when they take out the gallbladder.
Is that a common operation, Doc, taking out the gallbladder?
Yeah, it's very common. It's usually due to a gluten intolerance because your ascending colon, which comes up from your appendix where the small intestine goes into your colon, ascending colon goes up to your right kidney, takes a 90-degree turn to the left, and goes across as the transverse colon, then takes a 90-degree turn down out the other end. And the reason why they take the gallbladder out is there's a pain at that 90-degree turn where the ascending colon, the rising colon, comes up from the appendix to where the kidney is, then takes that 90-degree turn to make the transverse colon. That's very, very painful in there. And the first thing the doctors will take out your gallbladder, because that's where the gallbladder is, but it's really a colon problem because you have a gluten intolerance.
I'm going to read this email that came in for us and you, Doc, and then I'm going to explain what we're doing about this. This is from Nancy. Hi, Mr. Norrie. Perhaps this is a little more than you were ready for in the way of response upon receiving Jeff's text. That's her husband. My husband and I are seniors living on SSI. I've been taking Dr. Wallach's stellar supplements for 2 years. I'm 73 and amazing. But my husband now needs his own supplements after several heart attacks. He's obviously deficient in minerals and vitamins. I currently share mine with him, but possibly, do you have or ever thought of creating any sort of gifting grant endowment program for the less financially blessed? I'm going to address that in a sec. We love Dr. Wallach and find him a rare breed in today's world. Trusting and hoping you can see a way to facilitate this request. I firmly believe the doctor's supplements and tireless efforts can re-engineer and restore one's God-given health. And, of course, I am particularly grateful to you for the platform you utilize to educate and transform people's lives. Well, thank you for that. And I am a insider and love it. God bless. We are in the final stages of setting up a not-for-profit foundation, which will raise funds where we will buy the supplements from Youngevity. Hopefully you give us a little discount, Doc. But we will buy the supplements and then give them to needy listeners who are truly needy. And we're going to go on the honor system here, but I think it's well worth it. And, Doc, I think we're going to be able to raise a lot of money from Coast listeners.
I think you're right. People are compassionate about these things. And because of the failure of the Affordable Health Care Act, the insurance companies are pulling out of these states faster and faster and faster, and those that stay are raising the rates are just outrageous and way out of people's ability to pay. They cost more to pay for health insurance every month than it is to pay your mortgage for your house now. At any rate, again, I would urge this wonderful lady who's concerned about her husband, she's sharing her supplements with her husband, to get their children, their brothers and sisters, members of their church, to begin to buy these programs for themselves, and they'll get a little check from us every month, which will help subsidize their products. And their goal here is to get them for free by getting a check from us, which will cover their costs.
And they can do that through the criticalhealthnews.com website, exactly. I understand, right? Okay.
Exactly. Well, this is one of the things we help you do. We train people for free to teach them how to do that, and that helps them And of course, getting rid of the bad foods saves them some money, because bad foods, whatever reason, bad foods tend to be expensive. And people crave the bad foods when they're nutritionally deficient as a symptom of nutritional deficiencies. When you crave sugar, you crave burnt foods, you crave fat, you crave alcohol, those are nutritional deficiencies that makes those things happen.
Let's go to Kelly in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking
You're
my
You're very
call.
Welcome.
It was worth the hour wait.
Okay. Let's take care of you.
A few questions, one about myself and then two general questions.
Sure.
I'm trying to get off of Vyvanse. It's like an Adderall. And I was just wondering if you had any suggestions.
Okay, well, stop there. Stop there.
Let's hit that first, Gail.
Why are you taking this drug?
For ADD, I've been on it for 15 years, and I don't want to be on it anymore because I'm having a lot of side effects.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a quick question here. How many nutrients do you think your brain needs to function properly?
90.
You get an A+, dear.
Hey, how about that?
You need all 90. Now, if you've been taking the product for 2 years, you still have symptoms of ADD as an adult, you're not absorbing efficiently, you have a gluten problem, you may have other signs. You may have eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, impetigo. You may have some respiratory problems, asthma, bronchitis. You may have bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, pain, these sorts of things, even irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, have appendicitis. Do you have any kids?
I have two children.
Two kids.
Okay, do they have any health problems?
My oldest one, I think we both have gluten problems. I don't have any of the things that you said, but I know that I've had my entire stomach reconstructed when I was 20.
Wow.
For acid reflux.
What kind of problem does your child have?
He's very gassy, and I think that's due to he eats so much. He's 15-year-old.
Well, if he eats so much, that's because he is nutritionally deficient. Has he tried a gluten-free diet for 90 days?
We have. We have done that, and it totally changes everything. I know I have to get back on that.
But you have to stay on that. You have to stay on that forever. You just can't do it for 90 days.
Yeah.
If you do it for 90 days, you see benefit. That's a message saying you got to do this forever. It's 90 for life, and it's gluten-free for life. You cannot fix the gluten problem.
I have my mother doing your 10 bad food thing right now because we live, they're in the house every other week. So then she brings in all this food, and then that's the downfall of my teenager.
Yeah, well, you got to educate the child, and you got to educate grandma. She's going to wind up damaging that child, and the child could die before she does if she doesn't stop bringing gluten into the house.
Jeez. I never thought gluten was that big a problem until I started hearing it from you, Doc.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, see, I'm the guy that sees all these things on the autopsy table, and it's just absolutely outrageous for somebody, a human being, to die from complications of gluten intolerance. And so you have to just give it up, you know, and the benefit is so enormous. You feel good, you sleep well. You are able to absorb your nutrients. You don't have to take prescription drugs by injection. And you're going to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. Even equally or more importantly, you're going to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your kids and grandkids' life. Right now, the medical prediction is, George, that our children will be the first generation of Americans who do not live as long as their parents.
I know. That's horrible. I heard you say that on one of our programs, and that's sad.
It's absolutely criminal.
That's sad. I mean, I don't want to outlive my kids.
Yeah, and so that's going to happen to many, many Americans if they don't supplement their kids and get them off of gluten.
Let's go back to Kelly, make sure she's got some information that she needs. Kelly, you all set?
Well, I had a question about the blood type diet.
Okay.
And
like if you're O positive, you're on a special diet or something like that?
Yeah.
Is there any
eat right for your blood type or something like that?
Yeah.
And basically, if you look at all of the various diets for the various blood types, they're all gluten-free diets.
That's true. John in Grants Pass, Oregon. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Thank
Hi
there.
You guys both so much for what you're doing. It really is incredible. Had a question. Is there a nutritional treatment for a fairly rare condition called erythromelalgia? A friend of ours has it. It's this burning sensation in the extremities. In her case, it's her feet. They're bright red, and then she needs to, like, use cold packs under her feet, mm-hmm. under her bare feet, just when sitting down, just to try to sure. get some relief from it. I know it's a fairly rare thing. Didn't know if there was anything nutritionally that could be done for that.
Absolutely. Oftentimes, these are manifestations of what we call peripheral neuropathy, sciatica, where you have a back problem, degenerative disc disease in the lower back and the lumbar area, and the vertebrae get closer together, and they squeeze the roots of the sciatic nerves, which are the longest nerves in the body. They go back from your low back all the way down to your big toes. And what happens is when you get in a funny position, you lay down at night, the nerve gets squeezed, and you get a peripheral neuropathy. You get burning and numbness in the feet, and sometimes it can cause redness in the skin. Sometimes it can cause bladder problems. Your doctor will treat you for a UTI or urinary tract infection, when really it's a back problem. Sometimes you're going to get atrial fibrillation. You get a rapid heart rate and palpitations, and the doctors are too willing to run up a $500,000 bill doing all of the cardiovascular procedures when it's really a back problem. And so that's where I would go first. Get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. Get on the 90 essential nutrients, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Throw in the glucogel, 15 a day minimum, 5 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's going to support and promote maintenance repair, again, of the disc and cartilage and ligaments and tendons. And go ahead and get some CM cream and the trauma oil. Apply those to the lumbar area. Get rid of the inflammation in the area of the disc. And put some on the feet. Get rid of some of that inflammation on the skin of the feet. And I believe it's a back problem. I see this so much in people with a low back problem. You don't have to have pain in the back to have a low back problem. And so what you want to do is have a measure on a bare feet against a door jamb, see if they've lost a half inch or an inch or more. And this degenerative disc disease can result in these types of things.
Doc, one of our guests would love for you to work on him. He has macular degeneration. I've told him if anybody could do it, it's you. We'll make sure Tom gets back to you with his name and you two get together, all right?
Okay. You want a short version of what to do?
Yeah, in case he's listening.
Okay. But this is a very common disease, adult macular degeneration, okay? It's a very common cause of blindness in seniors, you know, people over age 50. And I actually had a wager with an eye doctor, to make a long story short. He called me a liar because I said I could reverse macular degeneration. He said, oh, come on, you're a liar. And it's in front of a group of 300 people. I said, well, let's have a wager here. Who are you? He said, I'm an eye doctor. So I said, okay, you bring me 12-year patient. You've diagnosed with macular degeneration. They got to be legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years. And if I can get 6 of the 12, if I could get 50% to read 20/20 in 90 days, will you apologize in public for calling me a liar? He says, if you get one out of 12, I'll apologize in public. So he brings me 27 charges the next day. People he diagnosed with macular degeneration, all of them were legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years. He had come up with that diagnosis, so he knew they met his criteria. So he said, well, who's going to pay for all this? He says, well, you get your one, he'll pay for it. If I can't get my one, I'll have to pay for it all. So I actually did a written protocol, talked to each one of these people so he couldn't fudge the bet, right, and gave them protocol. And we got them on the products. To make a long story short, all 27 in 90 days could read 20/20, could read 20/20 in 90 days.
Amazing.
Only two needed glasses. The other 25 didn't. And he took me out to a nice steak dinner at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse, a nice bottle of wine. And he stood up in front of this group and said, and it scared everybody. It'd be really scary today with all the terrorism. He said, I have to apologize to Dr. Wallach for calling him a liar because I said he couldn't treat.
He's saying this to people who didn't even know who you were, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he gave me the best gift of all. He gave me a CD in which he told the story. He called it the Seeing is Believing CD. It tells a story about the wager and how it all worked
That's
out.
That's cool.
And so your friend here who wants to know about macular degeneration needs to get that CD called Seeing is Believing. And we have a program for macular degeneration that goes away you know, I can almost say every time. It's just, but you got to get rid of the bad foods so you can absorb it all.
Doc, we're almost out of time here. CriticalHealthNews.com, and again, a number where people are there, human beings, to give you some information. They're not doctors. They're there to help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. But definitely go to the website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Lots of programs there that you can participate in and just grow with what they do. Doc Wallach, as he said, has been doing this for 40 years plus. That's a long time, Doc. Keep at it, my friend. I'll talk to you next time, all right?
God bless you, George. Thank you so much for your great work. People love you all over the world. I always hear people, I heard you on George Norrie.
We're here to help. Doc Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next on Coast to Coast, Nick Begich joins us. Controlling the human mind, ESP, and so many other things. What are they doing? And hey, by the way, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter because we send out information all the time. Sign up for the free digital COSO newsletter. You can do that through our website, coasttocoastam.com. Let's come back now with Nick Begich and find out why they're controlling the human mind.